Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Gary Voorhees, by the way, is going to join us on After the Paracast, part of the Paracast Plus. To sign up in just a few seconds, go to theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. Gary, interesting thing we're pointing here. Maybe this is like the holodeck in Star Trek. They're sending us an entire 3D image of what we're seeing, and there's nothing really there. We think it's there. We can detect it with our instruments, but it's just a projection. What do you think?
They would have to be able to electronically spoof the data in our systems. They would have to literally make everybody's perception change so that we could see them. I mean, that's a level that just concerns me so greatly that it's hard for me to even think about it.
Sure, but they can come here from another star system. If they have their own warp drive, and by the way, our scientists are looking into warp drive now. Of course, in the Star Trek universe, it's invented in 2063 and we meet the Vulcans, but forget about that. But seriously, the point is, we're looking at this technology right now. If a civilization out there is 1,000 years ahead of us, we cannot begin to imagine what they've achieved. I mean, we think of Star Trek in the 23rd and 24th centuries, the various editions of Star Trek. But now imagine not 300-400 years ahead of us, 1,000 years ahead of us. What they could do would be like magic to us, the Q continuum. They could bring up any image, create any impression. They could sit there across the universe and send an image to us. Who knows? Maybe they could do it. Maybe they're not even here. They're just sending us images.
That kind of goes into the thought process of, the fractal existence or, the fact that, there's some evidence that maybe even data and thought itself have a factor in physical reality. I don't see why it wouldn't, because a thought is a physical thing you do with your mind. So if you have a thought, I don't see why it couldn't affect the physical world.
Yeah, we have a really long thread in the forums about consciousness and what that means and how we look at what is physical and what's not physical. And it seems that anything that we can detect through our senses in any kind of a way must be part of the physical world. So if we can think, thought must be part of the physical world because we can detect it. If otherwise, we wouldn't be able to detect it. It'd be someplace else. We would have no clue on that it was even there. But because we can, it must be classed as physical, maybe not material, but physical, yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, and honestly, the more and more we research it, the more and more the stranger it gets. And I think it's going to end up being to the point where we figure out that consciousness is a straight measurable thing, like you can measure light or anything like that, and that, data itself can affect outcomes. I mean, just look at the when they're looking at the spin on a particle, even on an electron, they can't measure it without looking at it, and it doesn't exist until they look at it. That blows my mind. When you look into some of these research that they've done with entangled particles, this stuff is starting to prove that our reality is not what we think it is.
I think that we're dealing with a much bigger picture than we're aware of. There's no question about it. But at the same time, I think we also have to be careful, especially out here in the world of ufology, not to get mired down in what they call quantum woo, which is making claims about quantum physics and particle physics that really we have no business making claims about because we really don't know much about it at all, period.
Yeah, all my claims come from just impressions I get from, any of the studies I've read. In no way, shape, or form is it it's all just a random guess of a layman.
Yeah, but you do seem to be a pretty smart guy, though. I mean, you know, from every measure that I can tell, and so are a lot of people. And I don't think that that should deter us, you know, therefore, if we're that intelligent, from looking at things and trying to understand it and questioning it and then talking amongst ourselves to go, okay, well, my understanding is this. What do you think? Does that make sense? And this is one of the things I like about you. You're not 100% evangelically committed to any particular belief. You're just going, give me a reason why I should change my view or look at it this way, and if it's good enough, I will. Until then, I'll just stick with what I've got figured out on my own. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's a pretty pretty accurate description of how I pretty much go by things, because anybody that's stuck in one thought process is stuck there forever. You know, if you keep asking the same question over and over again without restating the question in a different way to try to find a different angle on it or get a different opinion on it, even if you don't agree, like, I don't agree that it was spoofed, but can I say that it was not? No, I can't. You know,
right.
I don't.
That's exactly how I look at it. I go, well, I don't know. Like, I sent you a link on the Skype here to an article about how they're spending millions of dollars on radar spoofing. And I don't know all about that technology. You know a lot more than I do, which is what's really great about having someone like you on the show. Like, who knows?
I would say one good reason for them to spend that kind of money on it is if you had the most premier weapon system on the planet with the best radar system, wouldn't you rather know exactly how it can fail?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, it makes perfect sense. Now, but this is the other thing, getting back to the incident itself, that we were talking about how it kind of represents them testing our behavior. And isn't that exactly kind of how these war games go with nations, whether they're authorized or not? You've got some other force out there, whatever it is, testing the perimeter, seeing what our capabilities are, making themselves known, but staying out of range so that they don't become victims, so they don't become targets, they're just tracks, right? It's just like, okay, let's see what their capabilities are. It seems to be
that
group.
I think even just in general war games, like when we do little, you know, when we do joint tasks with, like, you know, say we're doing real world tasks with other governments, you know, they're constantly testing our capabilities even while we're friends. You know, they're constantly, when we do war games against Britain or France or Japan or, you know, anything like that, nobody's showing all of their cards, but yet everybody's looking, you know.
Exactly.
So
this fits that scenario, don't you think, in terms of behavior?
Well, yeah, in behavior, yeah. I mean, because, I mean, for all we know, this, our entire existence is an ongoing experiment.
And we've had guests who have claimed that people on the inside know that, and that that is what's going on. We are an ongoing experiment, or at least study, and they're in control of it.
And that very well could be, because, I mean, when you look at it, if these are physical objects and they are actually here and they have that level of technology, then we've never been in control.
Not really, but maybe a lot more control than we had back, say, 2,000 years ago, because now all of a sudden, say, instead of coming down and being a glowing ball of light on the mountain and commanding that you sacrifice your, you know, a lamb or your youngest daughter or whatever, you have to deal with a carrier group and F-18s and stuff like that. So,
and agnostic people.
And agnostic people. Yeah, so it's not quite as simple as it used to be, right?
No, you're absolutely correct, but it's still going to not be that much. I mean, now, I mean, look at what we've thought is a good idea for our own society. You know, I mean, and of course, that's still just a perception of mine. But, you know, the sociological experiment that's been going on forever called America has been a blending of just ridiculous amounts of different cultures. And then now it's turning into something completely different. But that's beside the point. It's, I mean, they could just be interested about how, until we implode in ourselves. Who knows if we're not the first civilization has risen and fallen on this planet that they've studied.
That raises so many other questions we can cover. Gary Voorhees, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on our distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have 3 more segments to go with Gary, and then he'll be on the After the Paracast podcast. But Gary, I wanted to focus on this organization of which you're co-founder and president, UAPX. Tell us about it.
It started with a phone call. Kevin Day said, you know, do you want to start a company with me? And I'm like, I'll be honest with you. At first, I was like, yeah, all right, whatever, you know, kind of like, yeah, sure. Because I didn't really have a whole lot of time to spend on it at the time. And at first, I really didn't have a lot to do with the company. Then things were going pretty good. Kevin formed the nonprofit in Oregon, and things started to roll. So I'm like, all right, well, this is going to be a thing. So we started working, and we started getting, ideas going on how we could get things going. And then we started collecting people and members and, you know, other prominent people like Kevin Knuth that were very interested in working with us and now is a ingrained part of the team.
Tell us a little bit more about some of these people. Like, what does Dr. Kevin Knuth do, and what's his specialty? How does he contribute to your team?
Knuth is a scientist for NYU. He works in their physics department. He's very outspoken about UFOlogy and about if you see any of his lectures about, you know, the chances of there being life in the universe, you'll find it absolutely fascinating, because he'll break it down to the nitty gritty for everybody, you know, down to the math of how long it would take somebody to get here from our closest galaxy. And, you know, I mean, the realistic numbers of what it would have to look like if we are being visited. And of course, that's going to be relative on technology too, but, you know, he has to go with what he knows. So he does an excellent job. And that's actually what started making me more prevalent on dealing with a lot of the people in our company. And then, of course, we've got, you know, Chris Altman, which is a NASA-trained astronaut, now a civilian astronaut working in the Philippines. And he's working all over the place now, but he's been a member of UAPX.
Before we move on there, I'm looking on your site right now, by the way, at uapexpedition.org. Your team, Christopher Altman, VP Science and Technology Space and Director of Special Projects. What special projects have you got on the go right now?
Well, I don't like dead air. there's a political answer.
I thought you guys were going to go out and do an expedition last time we talked. This is like almost a year and a half ago.
Well, we ended up getting some organizational setbacks. And then once we reorganized and basically kind of reopened shop, then the coronavirus hit. Uh-huh. And a lot of our funding at the time was going to be coming from a production company that we had actually gone in with at the time. And when the coronavirus hit, Hollywood shut down. So basically that contract just sat there and eventually just ran out. And then when everything came back online, you know, here it is almost a year and a half later. It's a different world. So now we're, you know, licking our wounds and figuring out exactly how to proceed. And, you know, anything that we may or may not have going on, you know, unfortunately can't be discussed at the moment.
You have to kind of reinvent your wheel here.
Yeah.
Are all the people on your website still on your team? Kevin, yourself,
Jason? Matter of fact, the people on the website currently are the only people in the company.
Yeah, that's a pretty good-looking team, though. I mean, you guys have got, like, some real expertise going there with some real good people. It's really encouraging to see that kind of, you know, those kind of people. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, we got a lawyer, we've got expats and scientists, and then Dave Altman. I say it that way because I love messing with Dave.
Yeah, but he looks like he's looking at you right now, like, don't mess with me, man.
And also a special happy birthday to him, because it is his birthday today.
Oh, hey, awesome. Congratulations out there, Christopher. Maybe we should get you on the show sometime.
No, that's Dave Altman's birthday. It's not Christopher.
Oh, Dave Altman. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were about Christopher.
That's why I like to mess with Dave, though. Me, Kevin, PJ, and Jason Turner, we all started the company together. Me and Kevin founded it. And then, Jason, he handles a lot of our financial stuff. He's the one that went and opened the bank account for the company. He deals with the bank cards and all the money and stuff, so I don't have to. It's nice to have somebody that I can trust. And of course, Michael Hall, he's an attorney, so his role was pretty set in stone, you know, as a corporate attorney. And then we have our science team, which is Dr. Kevin Knuth and Dr. Christopher Altman, Dr. Matthew, sorry if I butchered your name, Matt, Matthew, Zydagus.
Zydagus.
And David Mason. I mean, and of course we got Jeremy McGowan, which is our most recent addition with his wonderful vehicle, the OSIRIS. So we've got an amazing team of people that came together, and I still every day can't believe that these people listen to anything I say. So,
well, you seem like a pretty reasonable guy to work with for starters, and I absolutely respect and really, I really love your attitude because you just come across as someone who can be worked with, which is not easy to find in today's world, who's also got leadership skills. So, you know, it sounds pretty good. And there's Dave. I just had to scroll down a little further. And, he's still got the same kind of look, like, oh, yeah, are you messing with me?
Someone that comes across your site, we have a link. That's powercast.com. We'll be putting up a link for it. What, at this point, because you're still working out some of the things you're going to do, what would you like to tell people about your plans in terms of your overall goals? Do you have overall goals that you can talk about?
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of general overall goals. You know, our primary goal is eventually to have multiple permanent locations in which we are tracking and receiving data 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so that we can basically try to know the flight paths, the occurrences, the regularity, determine whether there's, maybe a motivation in their flight paths. Do they have lanes like we have flight lanes? Do they fly in a particular way? And the only way we're going to do that is continuous monitoring. So, you know, we hopefully in the future will partner with companies like UFODAP and SkyHub and, you know, any other company that comes out that has these monitoring systems and these great, you know, projects of grandeur, and partner with other research teams. You know, I don't want this, you know, I want to make this field where we're not all competing with each other.
We've got a break here. We'll have more to come with Gary, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva this week following the G7 summit and a meeting of NATO leaders in Brussels. But Senator Bill Hagerty says he's not expecting too much to come from the meeting because the president is going in from a position of weakness. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that Biden has already offered too many concessions to the Russians.
I think the G7 is frankly being overshadowed completely by what is going to happen next week when Biden does meet with Putin. And Biden's going into this in a position of weakness. Look, he capitulated on the START Treaty at the very beginning with Russia. Now he's turned around and allowed them to finish the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Look, that project was categorized as a malign influence project by the Trump administration. I served in that administration. This is a huge mistake to walk into this meeting in a position of weakness, and I think that's what all of the G7 leaders are wondering about. How will Biden and Putin manage this meeting?
You're listening to USA Radio News. The auction for a ride into space next month with Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his brother Mark has been completed. John Clemens reports.
More than 7,500 people from 129 countries placed a bid for the online auction that was narrowed down to about 20 high rollers. The auction was the official launch of Blue Origin's New Shepard that'll fly into space July 20th on the 52nd anniversary of the Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin's moon landing. Okay, here's the winning bid.
And that is sold, $28 million to number 107.
The $28 million will now be given to Blue Origin's Club for the Future that promotes science and technology to young Americans. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And new data shows that 13 states have reached the goal of having 70% of their adult populations at least partially vaccinated against COVID. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
There he is here, of course. When he does that voice with the echo, Gary, he sticks himself in the little box.
I would like to see that someday.
Well, I would too, but he won't let me see it. He hides it from me. And, of course, now what you're talking about here in terms of the goals of UAPX is to set up some kind of detection system or integrate with the other detection systems in order to be able to monitor possible activity. Is it strictly UFOs, or are you going to look at other stuff?
We're primarily going to focus on the UAP phenomenon, and that includes anything unknown flying through our skies. Are we going to investigate anything else? Of course. Whatever ends up popping up, you know, if we end up doing our research and realizing that literally every single flight that we track ends up going into the ocean, well, guess what? We're going into the ocean. You know, so we're basically trying to follow the breadcrumbs. We have a very, very strong empirical evidence of a phenomenon of things that are happening, and we need to follow those breadcrumbs and use the little bit of information we do have to get more information, unravel it. And that's basically what we want to do, and I want to make this entire field to be a playground of the most intelligent people, because I find that the farther into this I get, that, you know, generally very intelligent people are the ones that are really interested in this. The average person doesn't really care. You know, the average person, although not unintelligent, they're just, it doesn't affect their daily life, so it doesn't really matter to them. So it's only the people that have the time to sit on their 8-hour blue card grind and think about, you know, the origins of everything, you know. Those are the people that want to know.
It's pretty interesting because there are a lot of intelligent people out there who are skeptics who will just say that this is all nonsense too. You know, and so it's a world view thing.
Yeah.
And it's not really about intelligence so much as it is, I think, our own perspective on the world and opening up our own world view to the possibilities that other people are experiencing, that it's all not just about your own personal experience, but about the experience of now literally hundreds of thousands of other people on the planet.
Okay, I'm going to break into this because I just got this breaking news from the New York Times that people have heard about. It says here, government finds no evidence that aerial sightings were alien spacecraft. So the report says American intelligence officials have found no evidence that aerial phenomena witnessed by Navy pilots in recent years are alien spacecraft, but they still cannot explain the unusual movements that have mystified scientists in the military, according to senior administration officials briefed on the findings of a highly anticipated government report. Now, of course, that's a cop-out. They say, we can't figure out what it is, but it can't be spaceships. We can't prove it. But that apparently, even though it's not the full report, apparently it's what that report's going to contain. Basically, it's not going to help.
So basically, it's going to be exactly what most of us thought it was going to be.
Exactly. We can't prove they're alien spacecraft, but we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
That's like a step up from Condon 1. It's like, yeah, it's maybe Condon 1.5 instead of Condon 2.0.
Well, at least they're admitting that there's an unknown phenomenon going on. So, I mean, that's already a win for us.
So at this point, we've gone to the point where they're saying it's not ours, it's not ET, but we don't know what it is.
Do you believe that, Gary, for a second? No, I mean, okay, think about it.
I don't believe for a second they don't have a good idea what it is.
I mean, you're trying to set up with something with, UFODAP, which you mentioned there, by the way, hooking up with Christopher O'Brien. He is hands down like one of the most respected actual boots-on-the-ground field investigators I could think of that you could get involved with. And that whole project that they've got going, I mean, that's a really, really good move if you guys can all work that out and really get it happening. For sure. Just throwing that plug out there for Chris and to people.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. You know, I'm impressed with the stuff that, all these guys are doing. And honestly, I didn't know about UFODAP for a long time. And Skyhub was the only company that I knew was doing anything like this. I knew there had been precursors, people that have tried to do it in the past. But then I found out about the UFODAP and I was pretty impressed. You know, they already have a developed package that you can buy. They already have the accessories, you can go right to what you need to do anything remotely with them. So I was very impressed with what they've developed.
Plus you're dealing with people, and I mean, I don't mean to be the sales, make a sales picture, but you're also dealing with people that aren't all heavily biased against it necessarily or one way or the other, but are really well informed. Like Christopher O'Brien is one of the most well-informed people I can think of in the entire field to be involved with. So he's going to understand what you guys are trying to accomplish, and he's not going to be critical, and you don't have to worry about any stigmatization, nothing like that.
Yeah, I'd like to see a little bit more affordable systems for the average person, though. Because there's a lot of people out there that are, the working Joe that may only have be able to save up about a grand to build something like this. His systems are amazing. They're absolutely amazing. And, firsthand, I'm definitely going to eventually get one of these systems. But it's not something you're going to run out and buy. It's not something that we can deploy at in a major way. The grand ideas I have for the world is eventually, a sky hub on every roof or a UFODAP on every roof and everybody's looking up, but that's not going to happen. But at least we can get as close as we could possibly do.
And this brings me back to the point I had started to make as well. On top of that is that if, we've got that kind of technology, better than any one of us here talking right now, what the powers that be have in between all of the types of tracking systems and detection systems that you've worked with directly back then, and then consider all the other departments along with what they've got out in space. That
it
are,
would,
you know,
it
they
would
gotta
hurt.
Know.
Yeah, it would hurt your brain to know the information that they actually have. Now, there could be a very real, I mean, they could be really saying, look, we do know of these things, but we have no idea what they are still. That could be a real possibility. They could have all of the radar data in the world and still not know what they are.
It, well, yes, what they are, but they're going to have a lot of that information like you wanted.
Yes.
To get at, they're, you know, where they're going to say, okay, well, we don't necessarily have one, and we're not entirely sure what their origin is, but we have tracked them coming into our spatial space from out, you know, whether it's beyond the moon or whatever it happens to be, and within our atmosphere, and they're, and they, I would say they would have to know whether or not they're from around here or not, because given the technologies that we have in the military now, to have some civilization that can create that kind of technology without any kind of an infrastructure and still have it go completely undetected by the kind of technology that our militaries have, I just don't see it as being reasonable.
And, you know, just from what you just said, it could be one of the reasons that's forcing this topic out is because of the fact that commercial technology is starting to be able to do the same things that our military technology could. And, you know, on top of that, we have 40 plus countries all starting their own space programs. We have multiple other countries sending things to other planets already. You know, so we're not the only one with skin in the game anymore. It's not just us and Russia anymore.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, we've got a lander on Mars now that's accompanied by a drone.
We have a helicopter on Mars.
Isn't
that's
that
amazing?
Something else? Yeah.
Okay, we're going to continue another segment with Gary Vorce and Gene Steinberg and J. Randall Murphy, now having, of course, this New York Times report, which by the time you've heard the show will have been out for a few days. But the key being, they don't know where it is, folks. More to come with Gene, Randall, Gary, you're in.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter, producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
First, I think Randall has been possessed. By the way, his head is turning backwards. Okay? That's it. His head is turning backwards.
Just do a few head spins, and while I'm at my doing my yoga here, yeah.
Okay, now another sentence here. And while a forthcoming unclassified version expected to be released to Congress by June 25th will present few other firm conclusions, senior officials briefed on the intelligence conceded that the very ambiguity of the findings meant the government could not definitively rule out theories that the phenomena observed by military pilots might be alien spacecraft. They're not dismissing it, they're just saying they can't prove it.
I wonder if they actually say that they aren't dismissing it as, you know, off-world technology, because it seemed like they really like to use that term, off-world. They don't like to say alien.
Right, but you see, the way it's presented is the headline says, well, we can't prove they're spaceships, but we can't prove they're not, because we just don't know.
Yeah, sounds pretty typical of a headline.
They're testing the waters. They're seeing what we think. It's like, can we get away with saying, well, they might be something from another star system? Like, either way, they're alien, whether they're from here or somewhere else, because, you know, alien doesn't necessitate interstellar. It just means from without, you know, outside the boundaries and constructs of our known civilization.
When you're looking at the headline, that headline's a distortion based on what I read. If I had written the headline, I would basically say the real conclusion, which is they don't know whether it's spaceships or not, because that's what the body of the story says. But the headline writer decided to
play it safe.
Well, he's playing fast and loose what happened. And I assume that's based on reality because the people involved in this story, covering it over the years, have been involved in writing this kind of stuff. Like Aline Cooper is one of the authors of the piece in the New York Times, which was published on June 3rd. And she is one of the people who was involved with Ralph Blumenthal and Leslie Kane in the original New York Times story. She covers the Pentagon for the New York Times and is a frequent guest in some of the cable TV news shows. So she knows whereof she speaks. So she's saying it that way. That's the real meaning. The real meaning is, they're not dismissing the possibility of aliens. They just can't prove what it is. But that makes it even worse, because if this phenomenon has been going on for so long, and still they can't prove what it is, we still don't know.
It just shows how far advanced it is. Because, I mean, generally, if this was something within our range of understanding, then, you know, we would have already figured it out as civilians. I mean, it just kind of lends to the fact of how far advanced or how far beyond our understanding or even concepts that this may be. I mean, hell, this might even be dimensional, you know, or not even so much dimensional, but more of the idea that there's multiple, you know, realities. It could be just a different reality bleeding into ours.
Coming from another, sure, another universe. But, I mean, even that is alien as well. It's a mind game. It's like, well, if it's not that, then logically it has to be the other thing. But we don't want to say it's the other thing, so we're always going to define it by what it's not instead of what it is. The thing is if you can do that, if you rule out everything else and the only thing that's left is alien, then that's what it is. It's not saying we don't know what it is. It's saying we know what it is. It's something alien. We don't know much more beyond that. We don't know necessarily.
But then again, that's because that's the only things that we know it could be. I mean, there also could be the third option of unknown to us. There could be the whole breakaway civilization situation. There could be another civilization that actually lives on this planet and was developed here, but we have no idea that they're here.
Well, that's still alien to our civilization, right? Technically, it's still alien. Alien doesn't mean
we can be aliens to them. I mean,
right. We have to look at the word life from the way they use it in, well, for example, in biology. They'll call an alien species one that has found itself, or that you find, within the environment which it didn't originate in. It's not from. It's an alien species.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is that,
and that's
that
all that I'm
saying.
Have
developed here.
Yeah.
Just like we did.
Yeah. And then once in a while it comes into our awareness, and then it's perfectly fair to say alien. It just isn't necessarily... Yeah. Fair to say they're from, like Gene says, Zeta Reticuli necessarily, because we don't know that.
Well, but Zeta Reticuli, I don't think they have any evidence of any planets. Remember, Zeta Reticuli is a binary star system, so it creates that complexity too. But, you know, except for stories of people who have channeled beings from Zeta Reticuli, we have no evidence of extrasolar planets there, which doesn't mean they aren't there. Doesn't mean they don't hang out on the weekends. Let's just go to Zeta Reticuli for the weekend and have some fun, guys. Okay, we're going to take our starship warp factor 7, you know, leisurely speed. Or maybe they have a stargate there. You know, a stargate aboard a spaceship.
Maybe they figured out that they don't actually have to move through space and time, that everything is connected, so you just, whoop, I'm there.
I love the concept of wormholes. By the way, folks, speaking of anything else, developments, they are supposedly still working on a revitalization of the Stargate TV show. And MGM, which owns Stargate, in addition, of course, to James Bond, half of James Bond, they were purchased by Amazon. So that means that Amazon now owns Stargate. Jeff Bezos owns Stargate. So they may actually try to bring back that show. We might see Amanda Tapping and Michael Shanks, two of the stars of Stargate SG-1 Return. Okay, I don't know why we get into this, but we talk about visitors from other worlds. How do they get here? Do they come in a spaceship? Or are those spaceships strictly local to travel around the planet? Instead, they have some other mechanism of getting from here to there.
There's so many theories I've already heard and so many thoughts I've had on it myself. I remember when I first read the experiment about the entangled light particles, you know, I thought, well, if that could be true, then what makes there to be any distance amongst anything entangled? And if we all started in the same spot at the Big Bang, wouldn't that make every single thing in all of reality entangled? Meaning that you technically can move anywhere you want, anytime you want, because everything is connected?
Not necessarily, but it does bring up to the point of what you were talking about earlier where we could be dealing with multiple universes, because from the perspective of another universe, if we are some kind of construct, which they're taking seriously, you know, the whole Matrix type idea, but not that it's plugged into our heads, but like that we are living in one, then everything is connected from the perspective of the larger system, in which case, like you say, there is no distance.
We've got to wrap it there. Gary, we'll continue this discussion of the multiverse after the PowerCast, but please tell our listeners if they want to get more information about you, where do they go?
You can find me on Twitter. If you go into UFO Twitter, you'll find me at Gary Voorhees. You can actually look me up on our website at UAP Expedition, EXPEDITION.org. You can also contribute to our progress in our research there also, if anybody's interested. And, you know, other than that, I make myself pretty available through social media, so feel free to ask any questions. You know, I generally try to get back to anybody that's not just kind of being horrible. So,
okay, we got to wrap it here. You can find us on Twitter. Look for the PowerCast. Look for the PowerCast on Facebook. Check out our branded merchandise at theparacast.shop. That's theparacast.shop. And Randall's going through the shop, and we're going to do some big, big overhauls there to make the place even better and get even a better range of merchandise. We also have the PowerCast Plus at theparacast.plus, where we offer this show free of the network ads, plus the After the PowerCast podcast, where Gary Voorhees Jr. will be back. How about that? Go to theparacast.plus, and if you subscribe for 5 years or lifetime, we give you an Amazon gift card. How about that? Powercast.plus. Gary, thank you for joining us on the PowerCast.
Hey, thanks for having me.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNLive.com.